producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The author of Robo Apocalypse is joining us in the next hour. David Knight's going to come in and host for 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour with analysis on the Kenya situation and a preview of Robo Apocalypse. I'll be back in the third hour. Apple co-founder on artificial intelligence, we mentioned this last week, the future is scary and very bad for people. That dovetails with this new article. In the robotic near future, most will live off government-provided income. That's the plan to domesticate us. In fact, you guys print me Bill Joyce, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. Thank you. Because we're going to look at the real crises we're facing. Also, how many people love to migrate out of California when all the water disappears? There's a video on Infowars.com of folks going into a Muslim bakery and them making cakes for gay folks. You know, we need to do that and show a Muslim bakery refuse it. And then watch, there'll be no media coverage, because it's only Christians that have to be attacked and have to be demonized and have to be gone after and act like we're not tolerant, when it was Christians that ended slavery worldwide. It was Christians that ended up sending gunboats around the world to end slavery. It was first ended in the West and then ended all over the world. In fact, let's just give credit. Spain was the first country to start abolishing slavery. It's got to be 600 years ago, and then it spread from there. But again, I'm almost cursed by knowing history. You'd think slavery started in the West. It's just unbelievable. But that's how they get us to all infight with each other. Also, deadly bird flu shows up in South Dakota, Fifth Minnesota farm. Potent shatter marijuana showing up in Lancaster County. The marijuana concentrate, six times stronger than the average bud, was among drugs seized in March from the home of Samuel Schulbaker. He's behind bars charged with drug dealing. You know, here's the deal. I'm against the drug war, but it doesn't mean I endorse drugs. The drug war is a fraud. Asset forfeiture seizure is a fraud. We have more drugs on the street because of the drug war. But the way to attack the drug war is to point out that governments and major banks are laundering the money. And that we have a bigger prison population than ever, not by endorsing the drug culture. I have experimented with marijuana when I was in high school and college, and it made me sleepy, and I didn't particularly like it. Willie Nelson will now launch his own brand of weed chain of marijuana stores in the U.S. That's a good business move. I have sat right there in his bus at that table on screen of your TV viewer, and, quite frankly, I mean, when you're in Rome, you got to do it. I've smoked pot with Willie. but again, I do it like a cop goes out and smokes marijuana just to see how strong it is. I don't like it. Makes me paranoid. Wow, figure that. But I want to see what it's like. And I recently tested some at a pool party that was being vaped, and I took two hits off of it and really felt it. So here's my issue. Folks, it will end up making you live in your mother's basement for most people. An artist like Willie Nelson, you know, he can operate, probably helped him not have a heart attack by now. You know, look, he's 81 years old or whatever it is. How old is Willie now? The point is that it has some benefits, it has some problems, like red wine.
He is 81.
He is 81. One glass of wine a day is probably good for you. But 10 glasses of wine will give you liver cancer. So, again, I've been involved in the movement before it was so popular for 20 years to decriminalize drugs. But that doesn't mean we should then go to the extreme of promoting the culture and saying it's good. Because overall, marijuana is damaging a lot of people and ruining a lot of lives and turning people into vegetables. And that's why George Soros pushes it. And the marijuana today is, I got to say, probably 10 times stronger on average than what I experimented with. And I've got an incredible tolerance, folks, and it knocks me in the ground. So I want to warn young people out there, if you can do it, it's best to never even test drugs. I know you want to experiment. I've done it for you. You don't want to do it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I've talked a lot about doing this on air. I did it a few years ago, but I just want to air the audio from the Colonial Williamsburg Historical Society, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, that Patrick Henry basically wrote in a letter but also gave in speeches at the Virginia Convention on March 20th, 1775, inland and Richmond, which is now called St. John's Church. Because when you look at the parallels of what Patrick Henry famously said, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, we've now reached this point of total tyrannical takeover of every basic freedom. There's an article on InfoWars.com, leftist attempt to shut down fundraising for Memories Pizza. Remember, they tried to shut down Chick-fil-A for being closed on Sunday. They tried to shut down Hobby Lobby for being Christian and not promoting abortion. This is totalitarianism. This is not tolerance. You have a right to not patronize a pizza place that doesn't want to cater to your event. I think it's stupid to not, as a business, just, I wouldn't ask what color you are or what who you have sex with when you come in to get a pizza, if I had a pizza place, but at the same time, people have that right to do that. And they certainly don't have the right to then go and try to shut down fundraising. You know, Google stores, 6 years ago, we started a Google shopping cart. They'd even approached us about it. They're always soliciting us for different services. And we put up my films on their shopping cart. And then they said, we're removing your shopping cart. Obama deception is racist. No judge, no jury. There's not one word of racism. But even if it was racist, shouldn't I be able to sell Mein Kampf? Even if you don't agree with Hitler, you should want to read the book written by Adolf Hitler, the guy that was one of the most important people of the 20th century. I mean, I've read a book written by Julius Caesar, a compendium of his letters to the Senate, The Battle for Gaul. Does that mean I endorse Julius Caesar? When I bought Mein Kampf when I was 16 years old, at the bookstore, at the mall, the woman freaked out and began hyperventilating. It had Hitler on the cover, and it said, Mein Kampf, my struggle. And she was looking, and I said, she was looking at me very angrily, being politically correct, feeling holy, feeling like a Pharisee. And I said, why do you sell this book then? She goes, excuse me? She said, I went, I just want to read what Hitler actually said. That doesn't mean I endorse Hitler. She went, oh, really? I just, it's scary. No, what's scary is your ignorance. That's what's scary. That's what's scary. See, that's political correctness. Reading what a Iranian mullah said, because I've read reading it put on government lists for just going to Iranian websites. Well, the government goes to Iranian websites to see what they're saying. We need to have an open debate. This is about chilling debate. Last week they announced major universities, you've got to get pre-authorization in California to even have a speech or hand out literature. You've got to get your speeches pre-approved. That is North Korea, folks. So we're not going into a police state. We're not going into a mind tyranny. We're in one. So let's air Richard Schumann interprets the character of Patrick Henry for the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. Listen as he recreates Patrick Henry's powerful words spoken March 23rd, 1775 at St. John's Horatio Parish Church in Richmond. Let's play this, then I'll get into the rest of the news we've not gotten to yet on the economy front. Record a number of Americans not working. Very seriously bad numbers coming in, which we've known are there. Remember, these are whitewash numbers as well. But here is, give me liberty or give me death.
It is in vain to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death!
Now let me, that's the end of it. Let me read from the beginning. Mr. President, no man thinks more highly than I do of patriotism, as well as abilities of the very worthy gentlemen who have addressed the House. But different men often see the same object in different lights. And therefore, I hope it will not be thought disrespectful to those gentlemen if, entertaining, as I do, opinions of a character very opposite to theirs, I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. That was because back then, if you insulted one, they could legally demand you fight to the death with them. So you had to be very polite. This is no time for ceremony. The question before the House is one of awful moment to this country. For my own part, I consider it as nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery. and in proportion to the magnitude of the subject ought to be the freedom of the debate. It is only in this way that we can hope to arrive at truth. See, I'm trying to shut down debate now, folks, and fulfill the great responsibility which we hold to God and our country. Should I keep back my opinions at this time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and the fact of disloyalty towards the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. Mr. President, it is natural to man, speaking the president of the Senate, it is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of the siren that till she transforms us into beasts, which America has been transformed into, servile, dumb beast, sheep. Continuing, it is this part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty. Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes not see, having ears hear not, the things which so nearly concern the temporal salvation? For my part, whoever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Absolutely, this is where my heart stands. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. And we're following the past again into the arms of tyranny. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves and the House. Is it the insidious smile with which our petition has been lately received? Trust, if not, sir, it will prove a snare to your feet. Suffer not yourselves to be betrayed with a kiss. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with these warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. The militarization of police, the NSA, the military, the license scanners, the citizens being turned into tattletales, the open borders, the lawlessness, the looting of the treasury, the poisoning of the population, the GMO takeovers, the corporations above the law, the IRS persecutions, on and on and on, the evidence of the preparation for war against these states and the individuals herein, I add to the speech. Are fleets and armies necessary a work of love and reconciliation, Henry wrote? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjugation. That's what we see being prepared for us. That's what the TSA slave training, all of it is. The last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array? Is its purpose not to force us into submission? Can gentlemen assign any other possible move for it? Has Great Britain any enemy in this quarter of the world to call for all this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir. She has none. They are meant for us. They can be meant for no other. That's what Jade Helm's about. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry have been for so long forging, and what we have to oppose them. Shall we try argument, sir? We have been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer upon the subject? Nothing. Have we held the subject up to the light of which it is capable, but in which have been all in vain? Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? What terms shall we find which have not already been exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves. Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. We have petitioned, we have remonstrated, we have supplicated, we have prostrated ourselves before the throne, and have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the Ministry of Parliament. Our petitions have been slighted. Our remonstrations have been produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. In vain, these are things. we indulge in the fond hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have so long contending, if we mean to not basely abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, I'm going to finish up when we come back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Live, finishing up with the Patrick Henry speech. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges which we have so long contending, if we mean not basically to abandon the noble struggle in which we have so long engaged, in which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained. We must fight. I repeat, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and an appeal to God of the host is all that is left to us. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed? And when the British Guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and action? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supine on our backs and hugging the divisive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature had placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed. Now listen to this. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty. And in such a country as this, as we possess, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations. And I have seen this in my life over and over again, folks, but you've got to take the step. And who will rise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is not too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but the submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. There is war inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What is it that they would have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And today, 90% of war is info war. We arm, we prepare to defend our families, but we engage in info war, waking up the police, waking up the military, that an alien globalist force runs the federal government. They're publicly taking over countries like Italy and installing presidents now from Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's open. At Davos, they admit they're technocrats. They have to hide the tyranny in plain view because it's here. They're doing it. Secret treaties that take over everything. A president ruling by executive fiat, persecuting people. And Lois Lerner doesn't get in trouble. Admit it. No one's safe while this is going on. Prosperity is there because we had liberty. They've had QE unlimited for 5 years, unlimited money printing for the elite. They get the money, we don't. We get recession, depression. They get unlimited money. We get increased prices. Still, what does it do? March jobs, lame. Look at drugreport.com. We have the same news at InfoWars.com. Record, 93 million plus Americans not working. Record, 12 plus million blacks not in the labor force. That's double the number under when Obama got in. Record, 56 million women not working. January, February jobs numbers revised down drastically. Fed cuts growth forecast to zero. And those are with cooked numbers, folks. The economy is in free fall except in certain globalist boom areas. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to redouble your efforts. Now is the time to support this broadcast and spread the word because people are now listening like never before. They know that we're telling the truth. Don't forget, we sell the very best water filtration systems. Side-by-side comparisons, leading competitors, blows them away. ProPure G2, clearly filtered, very affordable, stainless steel, you name it. Water bottles, shower filters, life straws, all the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off promo code WATER. With the promo code at checkout, WATER, 10% off. The 5 different water systems we offer, all tested, all high quality, reverse osmosis, travel systems, very inexpensive systems, fancy systems, you name it. We've got everything, a giant selection. Go to the clean water system at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's a great way to start your fight against the globalists and to support the broadcast is to start filtering your water. And you get almost as much through your skin and breathing it, so you got to have a shower filter, especially if you're in a fluoridated area, for your family, and it supports the broadcast. See the side-by-side taste comparison video. Radio as well at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free to ask about different specials, 888-253-3139. And there's free shipping. It was going to end today through Easter. Midnight Sunday, it ends. Midnight Sunday, it ends. David Knight's coming in for 30 minutes with special report. Then I'm coming back in the third hour live with Robo Apocalypse, best-selling author. His movie's getting turned into a Steven Spielberg film.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Got a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun
live
on my head.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the
Welcome
law,
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm going to be your host for the next half hour. Alex has got a daughter that's going to be going away to camp this weekend. He wanted to spend a few minutes with her for lunch. So I'm going to be doing this next half hour. And of course, in the next hour, we have the author of Robopocalypse coming on. If you're not familiar with that novel, I'm going to kind of give you some things that are happening right now that really very clearly tie into this. Of course, the basic premise of Robopocalypse, and it's told with a series of vignettes about the individuals in different places, different things that happened to them. It gradually pulls that together in retrospect. And it's very interesting because it's a kind of machines rise and take over humanity, attack humanity. But it's done in a different way than the Terminator. As the machine becomes self-aware and malevolent towards mankind, what it does is it starts activating all these automated systems. It's kind of a cautionary tale about how passive we become, but it's also a cautionary tale about centralized control, the way I see it. And, of course, in Robopocalypse, one of the key weapons that this system uses is not a new army of high-tech robots that look like humans or whatever, walk on two legs. No, it's using things like automobiles for the most part. They do have some robots that are servants that have been set there to help people. But it also uses cars to attack people. It uses cars to patrol the streets. As we look at this driverless future that they're trying to present to us, and it is coming on, let me tell you, much, much faster than you probably realize. This is something that has been building for quite a long time, and we've just had a car that went from San Francisco to New York. Now, this is reported in Wired Magazine as well as ABC News. Other outlets have this. 9 days it took it to go from San Francisco to New York City, went through 15 states, 3,400 miles, made history. It drove 99% of the time on its own. And this is a vehicle that was done by Delphi. This is a company that makes subsystems for a lot of different car manufacturers. They said in reporting about it in Wired Magazine, they said, of course, the interesting thing is that this isn't some special technology that just this company has. They said there's a lot of companies that could do this. Audi, Mercedes, Google could all make this journey. As a matter of fact, Tesla is going to have in just a couple of months, I think it's about a month ago, he said in 90 days, they were going to combine the navigation software and their computers with the subsystems that control things like cruise control, steering. They've already had with Mercedes and other cars, they've had for a long time, they've been building up to these subcomponents, making sure that you don't drift across the lane. So they recognize where the lane markers are. They have forward and rear facing radar so they can tell if you're closing in too quickly on a car in front or in back of you. So these are the beginning steps. These are individual systems. They can tie all these together, tie it together with the navigation. Of course, we need to understand that it was just in the last week that we saw a couple in Chicago drive off of a bridge because they were following the computer's instructions, not paying attention to the physical warning signs, the barriers that have been erected, the signs that said road closed, bridge out. No, they passed through all of the real stuff. And they lived in this virtual reality. The wife died. The husband is in serious condition. But they point out in this article, and I've pointed this out before on the news, that the very first DARPA Grand Challenge, and of course DARPA is the real dark technology, the secretive technology, the high technology branch of the Defense Department, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, I think is part of the acronym. I just think of them as dark technology because the stuff that they are coming up with is absolutely horrendous and is really moving the edge of lethality far beyond what's necessary. I mean, they're not responding to threats. They're creating threats. And, of course, that technology is going to be stolen. It's going to be copied. It's going to be imitated by others. So we're going to have to live with that technology that they're creating, the kind of killer robots that DARPA is doing. And, of course, it was last year that they culminated in this robot test. Now, of course, they were put it out there as this is going to be a robot that's going to help us in case we have some kind of a Fukushima event. We can't send workers in. We can send these robots in. So they need to be able to walk on two legs, navigate things that are in their path, be able to turn off different aspects, manipulate things with their hands. So they'd set up some parameters there for that contest. But, of course, if you've seen these robots and you understand that DARPA's mission is not about nuclear safety, it is about military weapons. When you look at those two things, it's very disconcerting to me as an engineer to see what they're going to. And, of course, all those promising technology companies in that contest, all the promising robotics technology companies that were in the DARPA Robotics Challenge, those were all bought by Google. If they had any good technology, Google bought them. It was like three or four or five companies that they bought. And of course, they went on a purchasing binge with artificial intelligence as well at Google. Now, they point out, however, though, that the very first DARPA challenge, think about this, 11 years ago, the very first DARPA Grand Challenge was not a robot. It wasn't artificial intelligence. It was an autonomous car. They say in this Wired article, just 11 years ago, the 2004 DARPA Grand Challenge, the most advanced autonomous vehicles of the day, attempted to complete a 150-mile course. The best any of them could do was 7.32 miles, and that vehicle got stuck and caught fire. The next year, five vehicles completed the 132-mile course, but took 7 hours to do it. So they're making very, very rapid progress. And they're making such rapid progress that it was just last spring, about March or April, there were Drudge covered the reports of it. there were massive changes in laws in both the United States and Europe to allow them to put these cars on the road. They wouldn't have been able to do this drive from San Francisco to New York legally last year, even though they may have had the technology largely in place. They would have been prohibited from doing that, but they changed those laws. And let me tell you, this is coming much, much faster than you realize. As I pointed out, Google Wired, talks about propelling us towards a day that humans no longer hold the wheel. Well, you know what? Who's going to hold the wheel? Government is going to be holding the wheel. Government will be using the computers will be doing the driving. But you know what? Government is going to use this to tax you, to follow you, to have complete control over you. Before we leave this story about the autonomous car, I want to just point out one of the things that they were talking about in the AP article was the technological issues on it. They say the person sitting in the car's driver's seat only intervened once when in traffic, and that was when weaving around a construction zone. Again, when the car didn't want to move into a busy left lane to avoid police that were stopped on the right shoulder. So it did all of the interstate driving. They would, when they get off and get onto the streets, they don't have that yet. So they would have humans driving that. But on the road, on the highway, the car did 99% of the driving. Now, listen to some of the technological challenges that came up to them. The variation in line markings across states, across communities. Some had wide stripes, others had narrow yellow ones. Some were new, some were faded, some were marked with raised bumps, so they had to be able to navigate all those different things. They said, of course, they're going to train their cameras to detect all kinds of lane markings. And they also looked at the fact that the cameras were a little bit blinded in bright sunlight or by rainy weather. But the radar systems provided backup. The radar systems, I said, worked well even on metal bridges that could have caused reflection and interference. And when I look at that, I thought, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I started looking at the technology. We have to make sure that, you know, I look at this, start looking at it from an engineer's eyes, and I can understand how these guys can get into it. It's a very fascinating challenge to come up with all of these different conditions, make sure that it's going to work in all the different kinds of lane designation markings, make sure that you've got something to guide off of even when there's some of the paint is missing or where it's different colors or different widths, or if you've got metal bridges. That's a very interesting technological challenge, and I understand that people can get caught up in that. But we need to understand, especially engineers who are creating these tools, these pieces of technology that can very well be used for the worst kind of tyranny the world has ever seen. That's what we're looking at. We're building the legal infrastructure and the technological infrastructure for the worst tyranny this world has ever seen. And you need to stop and move back from these fascinating technological tidbits and look at the bigger picture. You've got to understand where this is going. We've heard so many times the future doesn't need us. The future that they're designing doesn't need us. But the future that they're designing needs to control us. It needs to control us or it needs to kill us. That's the conclusion that the robot, that the central AI came to in Robopocalypse, in the book that Alex is going to be talking to the author about in the next hour. And that's exactly the conclusion I believe the elites have come to. Will they be able to control us completely, or will they have to kill us? Now, as I said before, this car traveled from San Francisco to New York, 99% of the driving, most of that on the highway, where it just had to make sure that it wasn't going to hit anybody, hit anything. One of the things I thought was interesting about this, too, of course, they don't really care about your convenience or about the humans. It's all about the cars and the government's agenda. One of the things they pointed out was along the way, it went never went over the speed limit. As a matter of fact, most of the time they said it went well under the speed limit, to the point that it said, quote, a few hateful gestures were given from the human occupants of other cars. Yeah, I saw one of these reports talking about Google car where it would set at a stop sign for over 4 minutes. Finally, the guy behind it made a dangerous move to go around it and shot the guys in the car a bird because you can't have these machines that get stuck. They're timid. Maybe they're going to be aggressive. That's one of the things they said. They have to program some aggressiveness into it. Well, they're also going to have to program in some ethics. That was what Warren Buffett talked about earlier this week. Alex mentioned that a couple of days ago, the fact that you're going to have to make a very quick ethical decision. We all know that. That's been talked about in the technology magazines. Warren Buffett mentioned it, and everybody paid attention when Warren Buffett said it. But, of course, that's an issue. you're going to have to make a quick decision as to whether or not you're going to hit a pedestrian or whether or not you're going to go into another car. And, of course, they will know who's in the other car because the cars are talking to us. Do you realize that vehicle-to-vehicle communication, V2V communication, is going to be mandated into the cars in just a couple of years? We're not talking about 5 years. We're not talking about 10 years. It's going to be mandated in a couple of years. Now, that'll probably be for new cars. I haven't read the details of the regulation yet, but they will grandfather that back into all of the cars. But right now, the thing that is holding them back is not the legal issues. It's not really the technical issues so much on the highways. That they're already done with that. What's holding them back is the ability to be able to drive in the city, where there's a very challenging situation. And, of course, Bloomberg pointed out yesterday that there's crash testing driverless cars are going to be used in a robot city. You can find this article up on the Drudge Report as well. And they're talking about a particular scenario. Let's say you got a mother pushing a baby carriage across a busy city street. And all of a sudden, will the car stop in time? Well, they say this is going to be done in this city that they're building. The robot and the baby carriage will be robotic. There'll be programmed obstacles that will be thrown at these cars to see if they can navigate this. This is M-City, coming just outside of Detroit at the University of Michigan. It's soon to be open. It's a 23-acre mini-metropolis. It's going to open this summer on July 20th. And they talk about the fact that this is where they are going to test navigating under all the different things that can happen in a city environment. Again, talking about Google's self-driving car, I don't know if you've seen this thing, but it's got, like, instead of headlights, it's because it doesn't need headlights. It doesn't have a steering wheel. It doesn't have a brake. So it doesn't need headlights. You're just an occupant. You're just along for the ride. And so they paint this clown face on it. Nevertheless, the headlights are really kind of painted on eyes. And as I mentioned before, I would not only be afraid, there's a picture of it if you're watching this, I would not only be afraid to ride in that thing, I would be absolutely embarrassed. It's kind of like the automotive equivalent of the cone of shame. You know, when you put that on that vet cone on the dog, you know, they're both apprehensive and they look very embarrassed. That's the way I would feel on one of these things because, you know, the future for me would be absolute living hell if I've got to go around, as they describe this, Google's self-driving Priuses equipped with laser radar saucers on their roofs. Come on. I mean, one of the few real things I ever get to do anymore. I work so much on computers, sitting at a desk all the time. One of the few real things I get to do is to get out in the 3D world, not looking at a television screen, put the steering wheel in one hand, the stick shift in the other, both of my feet on the pedals, and go. I love that. That's real. That's being in the real world. I don't want that taken away from me. But even more than that, I don't want to lose control of my ability to travel. And that goes back to why DARPA had their very first challenges were robotics challenges. Because from the very beginning, our government understands that in order to control us, they need the control point of transportation. It isn't just enough to watch everything that we're doing in the virtual world. They want to control where and when and know where we're going in the real world. We also need to look at this and ask who. Now, this was a question that Warren Buffett was talking about because he owns a lot of insurance companies. He says, I may be out of the insurance business. Well, you know, maybe you will, maybe you won't. We started kicking that around and Joe Biggs and I were talking about the vaccine court where you don't get to sue the vaccine companies because there were so many people that were injured with vaccines that they took the public's right to sue to get compensation from these companies. They took that away and handed it over to this kangaroo court called the vaccine court that allocates judgments. That is essentially what you're going to wind up having to do with these autonomous cars because let me tell you, even though they want to say they're going to be perfectly safe, they're still going to have errors. They're still programmed by people. They're not going to be perfect. As a matter of fact, a lot of people may remember all of these different car manufacturers. You've had Audi and many other car manufacturers have issues with runaway cars, runaway acceleration. Remember that? Remember those lawsuits? They were kept pretty quiet. There were actually a lot of car manufacturers that were involved in that. And that's just one of the subsystems of an autonomous driving car. There were a lot of lawsuits about that, but of course, that was kind of swept under the rug. You didn't hear too much about it. You're not hearing too much about this in the United States, although the BBC reported on this. Chrysler's just been ordered to pay $149 million for one death in a Jeep crash. This is a U.S. jury has awarded $150 million to the family of a four-year-old boy that died in a crash involving a Jeep Grand Cherokee in 2012. He died after the Jeep was struck from behind by a truck. It ruptured the rear fuel tank, caused it to ignite. In 2013, Chrysler recalled 1.5 million Jeep SUVs built between 1993 and 98 with similar rear fuel tanks. And, of course, those of you who are older will remember the Ford Pinto was notorious for having an exploding gas tank when hit from the rear. So when something like that happens, or when you've got the navigation system drives somebody off of a bridge or into a river and kills them, you're not going to be able to withstand, if you're the automotive companies, you're not going to be able to withstand multiple judgments of this size. So they're going to have to come up with something like the vaccine court. And let me tell you something, they absolutely will, because the government wants this so badly. They're always looking for a way to control us. And one of the key ways that they have to control us is to control our movement. That's what the TSA is about. The TSA is about getting us accustomed to living in a police state, in a Nazi state. You know, give me your identity papers. You know, stand over here. Even the Nazis didn't go into the pants of little children, as far as I can tell, looking at history. But, of course, the TSA does. And that's what this is about, but it's also about establishing control points and making sure we don't move that easily. And again, we just learned that, remember it was a conspiracy theory that the DHS wanted to get everybody's license plates and set up a tracking system? We published that, they dropped it, now they're back. Washington Post reports, Drudge has linked up. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too! Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
I'm David Knight on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be back in the beginning of the next hour. And in the next hour, he's going to be talking to the author of Robo-Apocalypse. This is a story that's been eagerly awaited in movie form. The rights were sold to Steven Spielberg quite some time ago. A couple of times he's had it cast. And so I guess that's one of the things Alex will talk to him about is to try to get some ideas, see if he's got any ideas to when this movie will be made, because it should be a very fascinating movie. I've read most of the book, not all of it. We were listening to it as an audio book with my family, and people started going separate ways, and so we were waiting for different people, so we didn't quite finish the end of it. But it's a fascinating book, I think, because it raises the issues that we're looking at on a daily basis now. It's no longer distant ideas that we're going to have all these subsystems that are automated and could become malevolent if connected together. Now, of course, in the book, the malevolent central control is from a piece of AI. It's from a computer that becomes self-aware and starts going after humans. What you need to understand is that we don't need to wait for the artificial intelligence to become self-aware. Okay, we already have politicians and global elitists who are AI themselves, artificial integrity. They're telling us they take an oath to the Constitution, or they say one thing in public, but they have an agenda to basically control us, to take us down. As I said before, the future, they say, doesn't need us. They say this over and over again. But in their future, they not only don't need us, but they must control us or eliminate us. That's the decision that the computer weighs in Robo-Apocalypse and decides to eliminate the people. And, of course, there are many signs that that's what the elite choose to do. When you turn over all this information, when you give control of your movements to the government, when they're allowed to track your movements, when they're allowed to deny you being able to move places, and don't for a minute think that they won't do this. They can instantly do an audit and see if you owe them any money. You're not going to go anywhere if you can't pay off all of your tax bills or if you're behind in your student loan. We've already seen jurisdictions threatening to take the licenses of professionals who haven't paid their student loan. You're not going to even be able to work if you don't pay your student loan off, if you get behind on your student loan. Well, they're going to use that for people who aren't professionals, who don't have licenses. If you're just flipping burgers and you owe the government some loan money or you owe them taxes, they're going to lock you down. It's going to be a high-tech debtor's prison without walls, essentially. And we can see that this is going to happen. We got this story that is on Washington Post. It's on Drudge. A year after the firestorm, DHS wants access to license plate tracking systems. And they say the Department of Homeland Security is seeking bids from companies that are able to provide law enforcement officials with access to a national license plate tracking system. A year after canceling a similar solicitation over privacy issues. Remember? They said, oh, no. You just completely misunderstood. We have no interest in following you. You know, just like James Clapper. Remember when Ron Wyden said, are you doing dragnet surveillance? I'm paraphrasing it here. You know, Clapper says, oh, well, you know, he looked down, he rubbed his forehead. He could not look Ron Wyden in the eye. He couldn't look the staffers in the eye. They all knew that he was. It was classified information, so they couldn't say so. That's why he asked Clapper the question so that he could put that out there. And, of course, Clapper chose, again, not to tell us the truth. Artificial integrity. They say if this goes forward, DHS will have warrantless access to location information going back at least 5 years about virtually every adult driver in the U.S., sometimes to their image as well. Now, look, license plate readers and accessing this database, that is very, very clunky technology compared to real-time monitoring, real-time tracking, being able to shut your car down because your car is computer-controlled and linked to the government. That is where we're headed. That's what we should be afraid of. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking to the author of Robo-Apocalypse with Alex Jones in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients.
Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.